Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
As Minnesota's farmers harvest their crops this summer, they can be grateful that their livelihood is no longer threatened by grasshoppers. Yep, grasshoppers. Sometimes tiny insects can do disastrous things. For 5 years, every summer from 1873 to 1877, Midwestern farmers saw flourishing crops vanish as swarms of grasshoppers descended on their fields. In the Laura Ingalls Wilder book, On the Banks of Plum Creek, the author describes the legions of grasshoppers darkening the sky.
A cloud was over the sun. Plunk! Something hit Laura's head and fell to the ground. She looked down and saw the largest grasshopper she had ever seen. They came thudding down like hail. The cloud was hailing grasshoppers.
Relief to farmers was slow in coming, and it was only after the plagues stretched on for several years that state and federal resources kicked in. Changes brought about by the grasshopper plagues are still with us, not only in the form of farm relief programs, but also in more damaging ways. Piles of grasshopper poison across western Minnesota have created hazardous waste sites into the 21st century.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.